You just heard the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. And for good reason, you're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture here on a Tuesday. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Chamber Ensemble has landed in Toronto. You're hearing them there. Very exciting. The group is preparing for a performance at the Flatow Markham Theatre this Thursday, 8 p.m. start time. Prepare to marvel at brilliant, fresh orchestral interpretations featuring Sally Beamish's new work for string octet, Brahms' sextet for strings in G major, and Mendelssohn's octet for strings in E flat major. The Academy Chamber Ensemble draws its membership from the principal players from the Academy, of course, founded by Sir Neville Mariner. With me here this afternoon, here on the Oasis, are Bob Smissine, viola player with the ensemble, also the Northern Symphonia and various other London chamber orchestras, as well cellist Stephen Orton, who has worked with the Bournemouth Sinfonietta, the City of London Sinfonia, and the London Symphony Orchestra. Bob and Stephen, welcome to the Oasis. So wonderful to have you both here, and I'll get you to come nice and close to your microphones here on a Tuesday. Welcome.
Hi.
Good to be here.
Great to have you here. So a little break from the politics of home, I guess, while you're here in Canada.
Well, what's going on?
Is that ruling? That must just be all you hear about.
Everything, and we're all reading about it every day. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, thank goodness we have an election here and then whatever's happening south of the border so that we get a little bit of interference from it. But you're always making the top three news stories, I will say that, with Brexit news. Tell us about the relationship of this smaller ensemble to the larger orchestra.
Well, as you mentioned, we are the principals of the sections. So we've got four violins, and we've got two violas and two cellos. And we tour maybe once or twice a year, and sometimes we tour with wind ensemble, and that will mean that we're playing Schubert octet and Beethoven septet. But this one, we're playing, as you said, we're playing Mendelssohn and
it must be nice to flex sort of a different muscle with the smaller group.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're lucky. We have a real eclectic mix with the orchestra from symphonic repertoire, classical repertoire, chamber orchestra,
right,
and then the ensemble. I mean, basically, one thing that they all share is that they're unconducted.
Right.
Conductors, who needs them, eh?
I don't know, you're a music director and sometimes conductor, I don't know if I would want to just show him the door anytime soon, but I would imagine it's just you're able to be that much more nimble. There's an agility to it once you're in that smaller group.
The numbers count. As you get smaller, communication gets easier.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Although, you know, you mentioned that, but interestingly, the Mendelssohn Octet, which was written when he was 16.
Just 16 years old.
Just 16. Bit precocious, but you know. Yeah. The instruction is to play it orchestrally.
Right.
And we were talking about this a little earlier about, I mean, and what he means by that instruction really is looking for very transparent textures, especially in the scherzo, things like that. So it's a different way of communicating and playing chamber music.
Sally Beamish is your composer in residence, and you are performing one of her partitas for string octet. This is a world premiere, my understanding. Mm. Tell me about working with her in residence and it sounds like it's been fruitful so far.
Yes, well, Sally used to play in the orchestra. She was a viola player. And we've played several of her pieces now. In the past, I think we did a cello concerto, and there's a new piece called Hover, which we played on the last tour.
I think that was in the States, yeah.
And this one, apparently, is based on Bach Partita. There's three movements, and I think the first one is a fugue. The second one is... No, the first one is Chaconne. Anyway, three movements. I might not have got the them in the right order, but they're based basically on the Bach Partita. I think she'd been to a competition and she'd heard quite a lot of Bach, and that inspired her to try and write this.
That's a story I hear often on this yeah. program. There is a tremendous amount of yes. Bach. You could basically spend your whole life just emulating yeah. that music or yeah. digging into that music. I hear about it all the time. I'm curious as to how Joshua Bell has worked out as your music director for the larger orchestra. And we had heard that the 2020 was going to be his last year. Very special to have him with you. But
well, I see in my schedule that actually we're going back to Vail in 2021. We've already had 3 years there with him, and we've now had a couple of years off, and then we're invited back again. And it's a very lovely relationship with him. I don't know how long he's going to stay as our musical director.
Right.
But
I mean, we've worked with Josh. We were just reminiscing about the fact yeah. that we were at the first on the first recording with Josh and the Academy with Neville Mariner, with yeah. Josh recording the Mendelssohn Brook Fiddle Concerto, so, you know, kind of seminal works for somebody cutting their teeth with the violin repertoire.
Yeah, right.
And so, and we've worked with him ever since. You know, we've toured with him with a yes. little chamber orchestra, string orchestra, in the States many times. And since he's become our music director, he's been a really active music director as well. You know, fundraising and...
It's funny because
you know,
really I don't think people totally understand, too, that sometimes when somebody comes on, it really is a limited engagement. You maybe get the six concerts or whatever it might be. It's not like they're there all year round.
That's
so it is special when somebody actually really does take great interest.
Yeah, he's with us quite a lot. We do some development events where we actually play chamber music.
We're going back to in your namesake, the Wigmore Hall.
Yes.
I'm sure that hasn't been mentioned before. In November, we're playing a concert with him, Sextet.
And that's part of our 60th anniversary. Of course, I haven't been here with the orchestra 60. Yes, but Bob and I, now Bob's going to come in and say something funny.
It seems that Bob would maybe disagree with you, yeah. Maybe I've got to do it for you.
We've been with the orchestra for 35 years, which is,
it's a good clip.
A good inning.
Yeah. Certainly is.
And we've known Josh over most of that time, and he's a great person to work with. And we're coming, having had the 60th anniversary, we're coming next year to America. I see it's a 3-week tour with him all over America.
This is
America.
So special that you are playing the Flatow Markham Theater, and for good reason, really limited tickets left. If you would like to find out more, flatowmarkhamtheater.ca. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Chamber Ensemble in Performance, this Thursday, 8 p.m. start time. And Bob, Stephen, just a real pleasure. Thank you for visiting this afternoon. And
we'll get to
a little more music from the ensemble, shall we? You're with the New Classical FM. Thank you. Indeed, and imagine hearing that at the Flatto Markham Theatre this Thursday evening. Thanks to Bob Smithson and Stephen Orton from the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Chamber Ensemble. And if you'd like to pick up one of those last few tickets, flattomarkhamtheatre.ca. Once again, Thursday at 8.